You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Yesterday, we introduced you to a landmark case in election law before the U.S. Supreme Court called Moore v. Harper, testing the independent state legislature theory. But it's rooted in the argument of one man whose document even James Madison thought was sketchy. Scholars from the Brennan Center for Justice wrote in Politico in September that the story begins at the Constitutional Convention in 1787. Delegate Charles Pinckney of South Carolina had proposed that legislatures should elect federal representatives. His original plan was lost, but in 1818 he produced what he said was a copy. Problem was, James Madison and other delegates said it wasn't his original proposal and that his original proposal had been rejected. Their suspicions were backed up by the minutes of the Constitutional Convention. Fast forward to 2022, where the North Carolina legislature cites Pinckney's apparently fraudulent document as evidence that the framers intended legislatures to have power over all election matters. In fact, the Constitution only dictates that the times, places, and manner of congressional elections shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, unless Congress chooses to make or alter the rules. Should the majority of our U.S. Supreme Court buy into this shaky theory, it will have a sweeping impact on each state's election and certification procedures. More on that impact in our next report. We have links to details on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.